Ramsey TV.
I saw a Christian bumper sticker the other day that really got my goat. And I haven't seen my goat since. I don't know where my goat is because the Christian bumper sticker got it. The strange thing about this Christian bumper sticker is that it seems so right, and yet it's so wrong. This is Martin Zender. I'm actually parked not in my driveway near the alley in Fort Lauderdale. I'm still in Fort Lauderdale, but I'm at an apartment complex. There's a woman here, a Colombian woman. What do you call them? A Colombiana? She cut my hair, as you can see. It's a little short, but my personality's still intact. Look, I can pull it out a little bit and back. See? I'll be all right. Don't worry. The crazy Zender's still here. So there's this bumper sticker. I'm going south on I-95 toward Hallandale, and the bumper sticker said, this seems so right, but it's oh so wrong. I'm going to explain to you why. It said, what did it say? Oh, yeah. I love God. Yeah. You do ya? And it didn't even say that because it said, I heart God. You know, kind of like, I heart my dog. I heart my chihuahua. I heart my kids. Yeah. And so I recoiled. In fact, I went into a rant. And Maria de Lima was with me. You know her from the show, Maria Panduro from Lima. She was with me, and I started to rant. She goes, why do you have a problem with that bumper sticker? Let me tell you, ba-da-ba-ding-ba-ding. I said that it's for one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow members of the body of Christ, you and I, we would never in a million years put a bumper sticker on our car that said, I heart God or I heart Jesus. Why? Because it's something horribly wrong with it. It's hard to put my finger on, but I go back to that verse where Paul says to the Corinthians, some of you are saying, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, I am of Paul, I am of Christ. It's like, what? Okay, I can see not saying I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos or whatever, but I am of Christ. Paul says people shouldn't even say I am of Christ. I go, what? Why? Because Christ himself can be a sect, as we know. I am of Christ, meaning that I am part of the club. And it's almost like Christ becomes a crutch. You know how people make fun of people who believe in God because they say, oh, you people need a crutch. You have to have a crutch. Well, no, we don't have a crutch because we don't need a crutch because our entire lives are one giant crutch. I mean, it's not like we're somewhat capable, but we have this little limp, and so we need Jesus. That's what I am of Christ means. I am of Christ. I need this little crutch to hold me up because I'm otherwise fine, but the crutch of Jesus helps me. No, my whole life is crutched, okay? It's not like I need help. I mean, I am helpless. I am helpless is my state of being. So it's not like Christ comes along as my co-pilot, as the son used to say, God is my co-pilot or my helper, or I adopt him as an associate or as I become a member of his club. It's very, very subtle. But I am of Christ, as Paul presents it there in 1 Corinthians, is wrong. It's wrong. I am of Christ. It's Paul says it in another place, to live is Christ. Now, there's a bumper sticker I could live with. To live is Christ. So I put I heart God in the same category as using God as a crutch to virtue signal. That's what it is. It's virtue signaling. It's I'm a good person. I'm not one of these God haters. I love God. In the meantime, if I had chased that person down and I thought of doing it, but Maria de Lima said, why are you going so fast? Slow down, calm down, Zender. I would have discovered, I believe, that the driver of that car, of course, was a Christian. And the Christian likes to virtue signal. That is, likes everyone to see, everyone to know that I love God. And yet they actually hate God if I will get behind them. I mean, get behind them, not literally behind their bumper, but get behind their little cute little God is my crutch front, I would find out that their doctrines are actually God-defiling, such as eternal torment and human free will, which says God can't tell me what to do. That's human free will. God can't tell me what to do. God can't control my life. God doesn't control my life. I'm sure that person believed that. So they actually hate God. They actually don't want God's power in their life, but they want to be seen as a good person. So that I heart God. See, the more I explain it to you and the more I hear myself explaining it, it's wretched. And like I say, it's almost like it's a saturation. Like Paul says, to live is Christ. That's saturation. But I got some hair. Some of my own hair is in my nose from my haircut. To say to live is Christ, that's a saturation. But I am of Christ? Oh, isn't that nice of me to be of Christ? I am of Christ. No. I died, and living in me is Christ. Ho-ho, there it is. I died, Paul says, and living in me is Christ. I could stand a bumper sticker like that because it's scriptural. Now, so total fakery, total virtue signaling, total Pharisee walking in front of the crowds wanting attention. You and I would never want that kind of attention. We love God. Of course we love God. Oh, I got to tell you what happened. A friend of mine, I made a video a while back, and I mentioned that love your associate as yourself. The law is summed up in this saying, love your associate as yourself. And I was taken to task by a fellow believer. How can I possibly be taken to task? Well, the fellow believer very subtly and lovingly texted me and said, why do you omit this other part? And she quoted for me Jesus Christ saying, you shall love God, heart God, heart God with all your might and your soul and your strength. Love God. And then Jesus says, and love your associate as yourself. And she said, why do you leave out, you always quote this, but why do you leave out the first part, love God? As if somehow suggesting that, like, I don't really believe we should love God. Like, I leave that part out. That's expendable. But the love your associate as yourself, that's my meat. That's my ticket. I focus on that. So when she said, why do you leave that first part out all the time? I had to ask myself, that's a good question. Why do I? And I knew there was a reason, because I have a reason for almost everything. I make sense for a living. I'm the world's most outspoken Bible scholar. And so I looked it up, and sure enough, I went to Galatians 5:14. Paul says this, for the entire law is fulfilled in one word, in this, you shall love your associate as yourself. There. I knew I heard it somewhere. So now the question is raised, why doesn't Paul prelude his statement, love your associate as yourself? Why doesn't Paul go into the prelude to that repeated by our Lord? You should love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and a lot of little heart icons, which look like that. No, okay. I'm trying to make, no, I can't do it. Because this is what I think because the circumcision gospel where love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, it's like they have to be told that they're always one step removed from the saturation that we have. Like, they have to pray. We live prayer. We are prayer. We exude prayer. They have to be told to love God. Love God. We don't need to be told that. It's like we're a new creation. It's almost, I mean, we have to be told to love our associate. Yes, that we have to be told that. But love God, it's like it's redundant in Paul's gospel. It really is. And Paul leaves it out. And I leave it out. And no one should think that because I left that out that, oh, Martin doesn't believe we should love God because he only says love your associate as yourself. But it's like, why would I even say that? Why would I even say love God? It's a given. Of course we love God. And we don't need a bumper sticker to tell other people. We don't need to love God as a crutch to make ourselves feel better. God has done everything for us. I mean, love is so, to say it is so redundant because the reality of it is so real. It's like the National Day of Prayer. It's stupid. Setting aside a day to prayer, to pray. It's like having a bumper sticker that says, I observe the National Day of Prayer. Same thing as I love God. I observe the National Day of Prayer. Whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-dang-doo. In fact, whoop-dee-damn-doo is what I'll say to that, because every day is prayer. The Spirit itself is making intercession, praying with inarticulate groanings, right? Night and day. To put aside a day to pray, it's ridiculous to tell myself every morning, I must tell God I love Him with all my heart, soul, mind, strength. I got to make sure my mind, my soul, and my strength is on God. It's like, duh, duh. That's why I look at it, duh. But not everybody sees it that way, and so they second guess me, and they say, well, you're not, I'm a little disturbed, I'm a little concerned about you. You're not loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. Am I breathing? Is my heart beating? Is my brain operating? Then I'm loving God with all my heart, mind, soul, strength. I just don't want to put a bumper sticker on my car or on my show. Not that I wouldn't say don't love God, but it's just like, duh. Okay. Now, second thing I would like to say about that is that, let's say the bumper sticker was legit. Whoop-dee-doo again. It's like bumper stickers that say, I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my cat, I love my kids. It's like Jesus said concerning people like that, even sinners, even heathen, even the lowest among us, of course you love your family. It doesn't take a genius or a uber spiritual person to love their cat, love their dog, love their parents, love their children. It's stupid. It's so stupid that we don't even need to say it, because of course you do. And when people interview sports stars after the game, it's like, I love my kids. It's like, spare me. Spare me. Wow, you love your kids. You love your wife. I want to thank God. Oh, wow, it's really great of you. God's turning somersaults. Really happy to be thanked. Well, he actually does. I'll take that back, yeah. Thanking God is great. Loving God is like virtue signaling, Pharisee parading. But I thought about that. I thought, why am I so contrary on this point? I should give people the benefit of the doubt. Okay, you love your kids. Well, the bumper sticker I would want to see is, I love God? No. I heart my enemies. That's what I want to see. That's spiritual. I heart my enemies. I would love to see that bumper sticker. I would even tolerate the little heart. I heart my enemies. Ooh, that would cause you to wreck your car if you were following it. What? Wow. I heart my enemies. That's real spirituality. Jesus said, again, even the sinners love their family, their wives, their kids, but a real, true spiritual person loves their enemies. I tell you, Jesus said, love your enemies. Love your enemies. That's a little different, isn't it? Yeah, oh, yeah. But unfortunately, here's the thing. We're living in such a sick time. We're living in such a dangerous time period. The time period Paul prophesied of in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the last days, perilous periods will be present. So we're actually in the time period where people shoot their mom and dad, where mothers and fathers drown their children. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks, and when she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Wonderful lady, that Lizzie Borden. So she's a product of perilous periods. And so if Lizzie Borden were to have a bumper sticker that says, I love my parents, then it would be impressive. Even Jesus would say, oh, well, I got to give it to her because I know she's a psycho. So in this day and age, I guess it's a big freaking deal to love your dog. I guess it's a big deal. It must be great. I mean, to love your children. It's a big deal to love your children. Some people kill their kids. Yeah, that's the age we live in. So congratulations. Okay, so now I'm going to concede. Congratulations to everyone who loves their dogs, their cats, their children, their parents. Congratulations. You're doing well. Get a bumper sticker. And congratulations to everyone who loves God. And if it makes you feel better, put the I Heart God bumper sticker on your car. But I don't think you'd be doing it necessarily for God. I think you would be doing it for the good opinion of others. But you know what? We in the body of Christ, we don't care about the good opinion of others. We breathe God. We breathe Christ. To live is Christ, and to live is God. He infuses our every moment. And we, by nature, because of what He has done for us, we automatically heart him every day.